right, Abuja is still 95.1 Nigeria Info, your news, talk and sports station. My name is Bumi, the Commodore Sports Prime Minister, and I'm the only sports prime minister anywhere in the world. You don't believe it? Google it, confirm for yourself. If you still doubt me, well, why not send Bumi Blair to 38353? Let NAVDA confirm for you. But I will advise you, don't waste your data, because you know, you'll find out there's only one sports prime minister anywhere in the world. Well, I told you we're going to have a very important guest. You know, someone who's done so many battles for Nigeria, who has won so many of them. A young man who is also giving back. He's currently in the Federal Capital Territory and says, I would like to speak with Abuja. I would like to share a little bit of my experience with Abuja. NBA superstar. You know, when we talk NBA here in Nigeria, you know, it's like, how can we touch it? How can we get there? And right, all the likes of it. But again, Abuja, NBA have come all the way, you know, from the U.S. to your doorstep. And we're going to be sharing a lot in his experience and knowledge. Well, Abuja, where's my shekere? Let me just... Al Farouk Aminu.
Hey, yeah. Glad to be on the show, man.
Welcome to Time Out on Football Frenzy.
Respect, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Okay. I don't know. I was looking like I'm checking out your height. I think I'm like getting to your mid-region.
He's taller than me.
You think you're
taller than me?
You think you're taller than me? Come on. Stop that.
That was amazing, huh?
Quite amazing. All right. He's not alone, but we introduce the guys in the studio just in a bit. But quickly, Aminu, let's go straight into it. We know the Aminu brothers.
Yes.
What exactly? Who are you and what do you really stand for?
Man, like you said, Aminu, you know what I mean? That's my last name. Born in Atlanta, but was raised by a Nigerian parent. So I've always felt a connection with those two places. And like you said, just a basketball player, and now going on to do more things, you know what I mean? More of a creative in this space, and then also an exec when it comes to basketball, making sure that the generation behind us is going to be at a high level.
That's great. You know, while I was preparing for the show, I, you know, had to go back a little bit into your background, you know, just to look as a youngster, has it always been your dream, you know, to be a basketballer, to play in the NBA, or you had other things and, you know, basketball just came around?
I would say that I started taking basketball seriously when I turned around about 13, 14 years old. Before then, you know, my dad being a Nigerian man and my mom being Muslim, sports wasn't really a thing inside the household. So sports up until that point was very rebellious. And even until they started to see my brother go to Georgia Tech, now that was a big deal, you know what I mean? And for free, they was like, okay, we like this thing, you know, sports. But it was an educational point. Obviously, a lot of Nigerians that are my age understand that where, you know, our parents were very high on education, which they should have been, but, you know, they didn't have any care for sports.
Wow, that's a huge background. You know, apart from basketball, what other things did you do while you were younger?
Yeah, I played baseball. I wanted to play all sports. My mom never let me play organized football, American football, and then soccer and stuff like that wasn't really big growing up. So in America, so I played everything, you know what I mean? I was talented and athletic, so, you know, usually everybody wanted me on their team.
Fantastic. A typical Nigerian right there, you know, we do everything almost, you know, very well. Well, in 2010, and in 2010 NBA draft, you were selected with the 8th pick.
Right.
How huge was that for your career?
Man, it was amazing, man. It changed my life. You know, instantly, once you start signing that paper, you become a millionaire. So, you know, at the age of 19, I became
millionaire aspect.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's the real of it. That's why everybody starts crying. It's not just to go play basketball, you know what I mean? So, you know, it changed my family's life, changed my life. It's been a beautiful experience for sure.
Beautiful experience. Abuja, am I too much in a hurry, you know, to get all these things out? I don't know.
I think one question Nigerians may really want to find out. They keep hearing NBA draft,
NBA draft.
So how does that system work? Because that's how you made the 8th pick.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's a scouting process that has to happen, and then also you have to fall within the age group that they would want, obviously. And then the last portion of it is, you know, getting a little lucky, honestly. You know what I mean? There's so many players all around the world. You have to be able to be showcased in the right way in order to stand out. And that's what I want to, you know, try to help this generation understand. Like you said, I've gone through the process. So I don't fault anybody that's here. They haven't ever gone through the process. And sometimes, you know, you need somebody like myself in order to care and want to do stuff in order to bridge the gap. And I feel like I'm the only one that can kind of do what it is that I could do here. You know what I mean? It's an honor, you know what I mean, honestly, to feel like, you know, yeah, man, this is a true calling. And now, you know, that's where I want my efforts to go to.
Super. You know, talking about how the draft are made and all the likes of it. Well, you know, there's always this big story, you know, behind, you know, every success. How difficult was it, you know, growing up, for you and, you know, making the NBA?
Like I said, man, I was really blessed, you know what I mean, because I was really good at basketball just naturally. I remember my dad, when I first started playing at 3 years old, he just looked at me and said, yeah, this kid, he just, this sport, he gets it, you know what I mean? So that wasn't necessarily, like I said, because nobody took it seriously when I was really young anyway. So everybody just looking at it as a sport, like, okay, he's pretty good at this one. But, you know, what's being good at sports? It didn't equate to anything, really. It wasn't until, like I said, I took it seriously when I was in high school, because there was a kid that I used to always, he's my best friend in middle school, that I used to always play against one-on-ones and stuff like that. And then because I kept transferring schools because of stuff going on at home, he ended up becoming the number one kid in the state. And once I seen that, I just knew that I could do it as well. Because, like I said, I used to, you know, play him one-on-one and beat him and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that gave me a lot of confidence at that point, you know what I mean, seeing my friend, my best friend do that. And then since then, I just knew, hey, if I could be number one in the state, then I seen the guys before me who became, because we had Dwight Howard at that time, and as well as Lou Williams. Be like number one in the state, and then they go on, went on to the NBA. So that was my goal, and you know, I accomplished it within like a year. So after that, it was just, you know, obviously sustaining and, you know, doing what you need to do in order to get to that level.
Well, people listening to you now, you know, Nigerians listening to you, want to say, oh, this is more American than Nigerian, you know, with the way you speak, the accent, and all the likes of it. Tell us, you know, what do you really know about Nigeria? You know, growing up, did you come back to Nigeria? Did your parents share, you know, histories with you about Nigeria and all the likes of it?
Yeah, of course. My dad's a proud Nigerian. He would have wanted to come back and be a politician, but he met my mom, and there was a war going on, you know what I mean? So they were kind of nervous, obviously, to bring their kids back to Nigeria and stuff like that, but we tried to make, I guess in a sense, mini Nigeria in Atlanta. You know, I had a lot of uncles, a lot of cousins. You know, you go to Nigerian parties, you hear the music, you're in the culture, you're raised like one, and you're going to, you know, bow when you come in, you're going to be respectful. This is going to happen. So, like you said, I might not have been in the area of Nigeria and obviously talking like Nigerians and stuff like that, but I was raised by a lot of Nigerians, so I don't know any way, other way that Nigerians are going to be other than Nigerian, you know what I mean? It's just different place. Just different place.
Exactly. Different place. You know, Nigerians are always Nigerians. You know, the cultures, you just fell down. You know, you bow down. You know, you do all these kind of things. You know, these are what we are known for. But again, you had a chance to play for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You chose to play for Nigeria. You know, why did you decide that, you and your brother?
Man, I always like to do the impossible, you know what I mean? Playing for Team USA and winning a gold medal would have meant what? You know what I mean? You would have been another one of the many that have done it, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't really have that type of impact. My friend, Ike Duagu, we played together with the Clippers, and we were just looking at each other and like, hey, man, what if we played for the Nigerian national team? And I was like, have they ever gone to the Olympics? He was like, nah. So if we did it, we would be legends. I'm like,
yeah.
Now that excites me. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, have they done this? No, they never done that either. He was like, man, all we have to do is win 3 games and we can go to the Olympics. That seems like an easy task to become a legend. You know what I mean? Three games.
Three games,
you know what I mean? To become a legend. I had to go for it. You know what I mean? I had to go for it. It seemed like an easy decision. So, I mean, even while I picked the college that I picked, I didn't like, you know, just kind of going to the place that has all the heritage. And I guess I'm doing that again in the sense of, you know, coming back to Nigeria now and wanting to grow the game. You know what I mean? I want to pick the underdog, and I want it to be the reason. You know what I mean? I don't want it to seem like, hey, he was just a part of the whole thing that's going on.
Yeah.
I like to be the special one.
Oh, special. Talking about the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
the London 2012 Olympics, we didn't do so well. And then specifically, that's lost to the USA, 73-156.
Why would you say we didn't do that well?
Come on. Okay, now looking at that game against
have
the
Have we ever been to the Olympics before?
Exactly.
No, I mean, performance-wise. Now, looking
that's
at that game.
Said, have we ever been to the Olympics before?
Okay, good one, you guys. Good. What I'm saying now, the performance at the tournament, especially that game against the US, 73-156 loss, mm-hmm. you led for assist for the Nigerian team. What really went wrong in that game?
It was our first time at the Olympics. The USA, I wonder how many times that was for them to go to the Olympics. And then I'll also look and see how many times they have won medals. I would imagine that it was a lopsided when you just look at it from that perspective. If that's the case, then that means that you understand that executively they had their thing very tight. They probably had film. I know how the NBA works. Obviously, they were working at that type of level, or if not better, for those type of players. And then if I looked at our level, our coach, I don't know if he's ever coached anywhere professionally. All the guys on our team, I don't know if they ever played in the NBA professionally. It would have been a David versus Goliath type story. And the fact that they beat us that much, I think I take kind of pride in it at this point because they took us seriously.
Yeah.
A lot of teams would have looked at that, and if it was any other African team, they would have just, played around. They would, and then the coach would have had to tell them, take it seriously. But they knew that we were to be reckoned with. But obviously we didn't have, I remember we about to go for jump ball, and me and my brother looked at each other and said, who you have? That never should happen. That's open gym. That's, you know what I mean? When you go into the park, you look around and say, hey, I got this guy. That shouldn't happen on that level. And we paid for it, you know what I mean? But like I said, I wouldn't look at it as a huge disappointment when you have to look at where the Nigerian basketball was at that point. They never even been to the Olympics. So to even get there was, you know what I mean, kind of in a sense our championship of that year. Obviously, you want to go win a gold medal every year, you know what I mean? But there's stages to that, you know. Team USA hasn't won a gold medal every year.
Well, Abuja, we have right here in the studio Al-Farouq Aminu, a Nigerian professional basketballer who's won the Afro Basket for Nigeria in 2015. Well, we'll go for a break. When we come back, we'll talk about how it happened in 2015, and we also share with you some personal dreams of his and contributions to the development of sports in Nigeria. We also talk more about the basketball, the issues we have in basketball, how can we develop basketball, make it better in Nigeria, and what are his contributions and what exactly is he looking forward in the future to contributing. Don't go anywhere. Time out on Football Frenzy with the A-Team. All right, Abuja is still 95.1 Nigeria Info. It is time out on Football Frenzy, your news, talk, and sports station. My name is Bumi Blair. They call me the Sports Prime Minister. I'm the only Sports Prime Minister anywhere in the world. I've got Dugulugu, a.k.a. Prince Will, right here in the studio. And we've got a special guest today, Al-Farouq Aminu, the Aminu brothers. Okay, and, you know, we have Farouk. He's a Nigerian-American basketballer, NBA superstar. Played for Nigeria and won the Afro Basket in 2015. We've been having chats with him. Don't worry, I'll open the phone lines in a couple of minutes, but not until, you know, I have this interaction. You know, 2015 was a great year when it comes to basketball, you know, for Nigeria. I mean, a couple of years, you know, to follow, including the Tigers also winning and, you know, back-to-back-to-back, you know, Afro Basket. But for the Tigers, the 2015, you know, win was unique and well celebrated, you know, especially with a lot of NBA stars and all the likes of it that came in, you know, to help Nigeria. You know, can you take us, you know, when you were preparing to play for Nigeria, you talked about, you know, going to the Olympics, was, you know, winning the Afro Basket one of, you know, the things on your mind, knowing fully well it's been very difficult for Nigeria.
Like I said, man, me personally, I was the type of person, I didn't really know a lot about all the nuances of schedules and how the rankings went. Like Diago, he was always, and you know, obviously that's why he was our captain too. He was always very, very knowledgeable about all of those type of things, and he would always let me know. And I remember he was like, man, I know that, you know, going to the Olympics was big, because I was kind of getting frustrated about not seeing improvements on the team. And then he was like, let's try to win Afro basketball so that therefore we have a year in advance in order to get ready for a major competition, rather than kind of making it all in 1 year. Because in 2012, we kind of made it all in one summer, which was cool. It was fun, but it doesn't give a chance to preparation or anything like that. So I tried to count the reason that it was a little silly under that. But then once we won Afro basketball and then had a year to prepare and it was still kind of silly, I realized that that wasn't a problem, you know. So yeah.
All right. Let me come back and ask some questions that the ladies would like to hear. You know, first, do you speak any Nigerian language?
No, I wish, man. I wish. Dad didn't teach me.
Oh, really? You have to pass it back to your dad, you know?
Yes.
Okay. What part of Nigeria are you from?
Ibadan.
Ibadan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ibadan boys.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. When it comes to Nigerian delicacies, you know, are there ones you know you are familiar with, you really love?
Sorry, say again?
Nigerian food.
Oh, yes. You know, jollof rice, love goat meat, fufu, egusi, and moi moi.
Moi moi.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Probably my favorites.
Oh, very interesting. You know, and in terms of places you visited in Nigeria?
Just Lagos, in Ibadan, and then now Abuja is another place I've been to now.
Oh, really? You mm-hmm. need to go to a lot more places. There are a lot of beautiful places in Nigeria, like Calabar.
Mm.
You know, you eat dog meat, and you know.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I like how you said that. You said it real smooth.
You know, this guy is a smooth man when it comes to those things.
Okay.
And by the way, who is that Nigerian you would like to meet? Like, you know, do you know any Nigerian, you know, possibly you would like to meet? You know, I've heard about this man, I've heard about this person, and he's doing great things, I would like to meet.
Not that it comes off the bat. I guess people in music and stuff like that that you hear about, they kind of made their way into American culture, but there's some artists that, because I'm really big into art, that obviously I would want to meet. Like I remember I wanted to meet Nike down in Lagos. She does like a huge art gallery.
Okay.
She's super cool. I love how she does that space. And yeah, it's a lot of Nigerians. I mean, we're the best at everything, so of course.
Yeah. We're talking about Nike Art Gallery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we understand. Now, let's go back to basketball.
Yeah.
In the last few years, we've had it really, you know, stormy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the federations and the issues, and, you know, how has that affected you and, you know, probably basketball in general?
Yeah, man, it's been sad to see. I felt like, you know, we brought the program up to a certain level where I felt like we should have been able to sustain being the best team in Africa and then having a chance to be able to compete for medals and stuff like that. To see it regress from that to almost basically scorching the earth is embarrassing. You know what I mean? Everybody around the country, you know what I mean, when they look at it, they understand, like, okay, what you guys are obviously capable of now because you have done what you have done. And to see it where it's at now is just embarrassing. When it wasn't that we made national march, nobody really kind of gave it that much attention. But now that it kind of is on the world stage, because we have been in, you know what I mean, top whatchamacallit team, everybody's paying attention, and now it's embarrassing to see how it's going. So that's why I feel strongly about it, you know what I mean. I would like for, like Katie said, you know what I mean, when somebody, next time a young guy goes to the Olympics, they actually have a real chance, you know what I mean? They're given all the tools that they're needed on the other side, you know, proper trainers. I remember me and Ike was talking about it, how I didn't even think about it because I was so young. He was like, man, you know, we didn't have a trainer that whole time. And I'm like, wow, that would, you know, never happen, obviously, in your, you know, pro club or whatever the case might be. But yeah, man, I just want to make sure that the kids have the tools so that therefore they can compete at the highest level and know that, you know, when we look at the NBA and it looks like such a distant thing, it's not really. It's just a couple things that need to be tweaked from an executive side so that therefore you can gain your confidence and, you know, compete against anybody.
Super. You know, I mean, it seems you have a plan for that, because I understand you and your wife have been running a basketball camp or maybe clinic in Nigeria since 2016, right?
Yes, I believe so. Sorry, I'm not good with dates and stuff like that, but we've been doing it for a while. I want to say about 7 or 8 years that we've done it. The only years that we didn't do it was during the pandemic, and it's been, I think, a huge success. First, it was just teaching kids life skills and introducing them to the game when I first came here, and now you can see that the level of kids within that certain age group that I've been wanting that would be favorable to try to go to the NBA. You've seen how the level and skills have gone, and now I'm finally seeing where, okay, the kids are actually able to get to a certain level where it would make sense. And like you said, you just saw a kid this year go to the draft. So that's a lot of work that the country has been doing, and I think, you know, we should be proud of that, but obviously there's more.
Obviously there's more. So what inspired you to be giving back at a young age?
Somebody did it for me, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be where I am. We came from very humble beginnings. Somebody, you know, a free camp here, let me play on the AAU team here, give me some shoes here, help me out right there. So if I paid for everything when I was a kid and I got to this place, I might be selfish or something like that, but I would have never gotten here if it wasn't for the help of a lot of people. So it just seems... It seems second nature for me.
All right. Well, before we ask any further questions, well, Abuja, it's your time to have your say on the show. 0700-951-0000. You can get through to the studio. You can also call 0809597-4869. If you can't get through, try the WhatsApp portal, 0809993-0137. Let's get talking to Aminu Al-Farouk right here in the studio. All right. Hello. Good evening to you.
Hello.
Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, it's not Prime Minister in the world.
Yes, it's time out on Football Frenzy. What's your name? Yeah. Where are you calling from?
This is Adam. I'm calling from England. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. The Barcelona, our guest today.
Yes.
I hear him and I know that in the past, he was there before, he achieved what he achieved today. Where did I hear him? So I wish him all the best. I wish him all the best. But asking for that America, why he stay in America? He used to talk to one kid for there.
Is he what?
He used to talk to one kid for there.
He used to chop what? I don't understand.
Danwake now.
Okay. Well, he's listening to you, but I don't know you understand what Danwake is. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's a kind of delicacy. I really don't understand. You know, I'm lost, by the way, in that conversation. Hello, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, Bumi Blair and Prince Philip.
Good evening and welcome.
Yes, Al Farouk, I greet you, bro. This is Carlo from City Avenue.
Hey, what's up, man?
Well, I think I'm so happy that, you know, a Nigerian, I mean, who has played, you know, basketball in the USA is talking, you know, on radio tonight, because I feel like it's going to be a, you know, stepping stone to, you know, I mean, making Nigerian basketball, you know, taking it to the next level, because I'm happy that, I mean, your guest is someone who has involved in this game, so he knows exactly his onions and what he's talking about, and I believe it's going to influence our basketball, you know, and make sure, you know, it goes to, I mean, the next level, and I'm sure his ambition and, you know, intention is to better our, you know, basketball, you know, what we call now, game in this country. I mean, I can feel his passion, and I'm sure he's ready to do something, and so I really commend him. Al Farouk, man, I wish you the very best, and trust me, I believe that the country will benefit from your experience. Thank you.
Man, all right. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for joining in. One thing I know is this. once you have a huge breakthrough in sports at that highest level, especially at the highest level like the NBA and all the likes of it, you have a lot of money, and you know, money that you know can affect and influence people, you know, around you, just like you see in football. Maybe we are all friends, you know, 4-6 of us in this room. If one gets a breakthrough, you know, the whole of the family, you know, gets better standard of living and all the likes of it. You know, looking at Nigeria, how can Nigeria benefit from, you know, people like you, you know, games like basketball?
It could change your life. There's so many different leagues. There's so many different avenues, and there's so many different jobs now created from sports. So even if you give it your all, and then one day, like you said, you know, you were playing soccer, and then you shifted and becoming a radio person, just because of the game of soccer, you're still relevant, you know what I mean? Just being able to talk about it. There's so many different jobs now because of sports, because so many different people love it. It's a beautiful thing. To be a part of, if not just being a player, you can become an agent one day, you could be the best friend of a player, and now you're his manager. There's just so much money in it that a lot of things could start to make sense. So I tell people, you know what I mean, follow your passion. You know, money is a good thing, you know what I mean, you could do things with it and everything like that. Don't get me wrong, but just basing everything off of, you know, trying to get money is not going to lead to where you truly want to get to. You would like to have, you know, fulfillment and passion driven things that you're doing in your life, and then money comes, you know what I mean, not just only money. So
well, you had camps in Ibadan, I don't know if you had in Lagos. What are you planning for Abuja?
I'm thinking of doing a tournament. I think that would make sense here, so that therefore we can start getting the kids to play more games year round. That's what I'm thinking. I would like for, like you said, in order for these kids to get to that next level, a lot of times in the States, kids are able to play about, you know, 50 to 60 games or whatever the case might be. So we have to make sure that these kids have good spaces in order to play, and then are playing against the kids that they're supposed to be playing with, and then therefore they could be properly scouted.
Okay, and there's a particular new kids in the block for Nigeria, Hornets, James Inaji. What do you know about him?
No, I don't know anything yet. I have to do my homework.
Oh, you have to do your homework. I understand. Well, what do you need from Abuja, you know, if you're going to have this kind of competition? But let me assure you first, if you need our support here at Nigeria Info, you can be sure we will be ready to support with all our sister stations. You need our support. And again, you know, what do you need from Abuja?
I just need the word to get out once I finally figure out exactly what it is that I'm doing. So definitely I'll come back up here. It'd be nice if you could have me, and we could talk about what it is that I'm doing once I kind of figure it out. Like I said, after this trip, I'll go back, meet up with my team, and then we'll try to put together a plan in order to execute what it is that we think that needs to be done. And yeah, definitely just need people to love the game, you know what I mean, love the game, support the game, play the game. So after that, everything else should take care of itself.
All right, let's take this call. Hello, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Prime Minister, this is
Chuck Chuck. Chuck, please, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kubwa.
All right, let's talk.
Yeah, it's nice listening to, Aminu. I greet you.
Oh, thank you.
Please, I have two questions to ask.
Okay.
Like when you started, you said the height, you are just at the mid. I wanted to know what is the height. Two.
Yeah.
The second question is that, Aminu, please, is there anything that has, maybe the shop, how will I put it now? Things that have this, that you can regret, or things that can be a kind of a hindrance to what you think, or to playing for Nigeria instead of playing for America, where you are born and grew up. Is there anything you can say that actually is actually a problem that you will say, okay, this is actually a hindrance for me, what I will regret for playing for Nigeria? That's my question. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Aminu is like 6'8", 6'9"? 69?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you care that now.
Mm-hmm. And do I regret anything? No. A lot of the guys that I played with, they all were just like me. A lot of them were born in the USA, my teammates at that time, but they had first-generation Nigerian parents. And it was kind of cool. We all had similarities within that way. We all loved basketball, and we all understood each other. It was so funny, you know what I mean, just to hear a certain story. We're talking about, you know, little things that most of our American friends, they just wouldn't have any clue about. So we've created this incredible bond because of that. And, no, I never regret it, man. A lot of times you think to yourself, yes, of course, it would have been great to win gold medals and always win and never lose or whatever the case might be. But at the end of the day, man, it's about the people. And I've been blessed, you know what I mean? Like I said, I follow my passion all the time and gone and done what my heart told me to do. And I've been able to meet some incredible people. And I'll invest in people before I start investing in stuff.
All right, so messages from the WhatsApp portal. You didn't put your name, but please put your name in every of your messages so that we can ascribe it to you. Good evening, bro. Great effort you're making, bringing stars like this to the studio and to your guests. God will continue to strengthen you in this journey. Thank you very much. Ebenezer from Maraba says, good to hear from Al Farouk this evening. I have a question. Have you made one-on-one Hakim? Have you met Hakim Olajuwon one-on-one?
Oh, man, that was one of my highlights, man. The first time I was in the playoffs, we were playing against Houston. Olajuwon was in the front row. And then after the series, he came up to me and he said, man, I like your game. Keep doing what you're doing. And hope to see you, you know, next year and continue to grow your game. So I'll never forget that. That was unbelievable for me.
Can only imagine what could have happened at that particular period. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Yes, welcome. Your name?
Yeah, this is Usman from Apple Recruitment, and welcome to Alvaro.
Hello, well, thank you.
Usman, you need to speak up. We could barely hear you, Usman.
Am I louder now?
Yes, a little bit. Thank you.
Okay, Alvaro, please, I would like you to know, kindly let us know what informed your decision to realize. What was the process?
What was the process?
Yes, was it because of the quality to the American team, or for the love of country, or because of a certain individual that were some of our ambassadors? And secondly, what do you have for Abuja?
All right, thank you very much. You know, I'm not sure. Did you get the question?
Yes. My purpose actually was to be, like I said, my dad, he used to always tell me, don't go to Nigeria. You know, you have to be very careful, all this stuff like that. And it was very, you know, nervous for me to go, obviously, because I'm, you know, doing well for myself at this time, too. And this was kind of my way to come to Nigeria. I remember it became big news when everybody heard that I went to the Olympics but never had been to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that just was the harsh reality of it. You know what I mean? We didn't have the money to go when we were younger. And then once I had the money, we were nervous to go. So I used the national team in order to, you know, get back to my Nigerian roots. I craved to know more, you know what I mean? I fell in love with it, with the Nigerians that I met and were a part of my family, obviously, in Atlanta. And I kind of wanted to know where my dad came from. You know, he talked about how he was a king and all this stuff. And you kind of hear that story a lot, too, you know what I mean, being Nigerian. So I wanted to know, you know what I mean? I wanted to see, you know what I mean? My grandma was there, and she came to the States before. So I was always interested in Nigeria, you know what I mean? It was a part of me.
And do you have friends in Nigeria now?
Yeah, for sure. I have cousins. I have a lot. Yeah, I have family. Yes, my grandfather had 5 wives. So, yes, we have a lot of people.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you leave, what would you miss about Nigeria?
The culture, man. And then I like that y'all dance. You know, in America, when you go out and stuff like that, people don't really dance. Seeing all the dances and stuff like that, it just does something for me, man. It's beautiful. And then also I like the fashion, too. People, you know, dress with way more colors out here and are very expressive and have a lot of different styles, which kind of, you know, people get kind of put in a box in America. So it's kind of cool to come out here and see that you can put pink with green and yellow and all kind of
and
stuff.
And it look good. You know?
Yes, exactly. So it's cool.
All right. Well, Abuja, we've had in the studio Al-Farouq Aminu, NBA superstar, you know, who's won several accolades for Nigeria. You know, he's planning something for Abuja, and we're very happy. We'll be very happy to support. You know, he's been to Ibadan, Lagos, had camps in Ibadan, and he thinks he needs to do something for Abuja. And you know it, Nigerian Info Football Frenzy, you know, time out, we'll always be here to support that. It's been a pleasure having you in the studio.
Likewise.
Okay. And hopefully next time we'll also have, you know, time to do more, okay, on Football Frenzy. So we have just a couple of minutes, guys. Abuja, we let Farouk go. Then you have a chance to, you know, just contribute. We're back to Football Frenzy. You talk about the World Cup. And by the way, Farouk, I must ask you, Nigeria has been drawn in a group, you know, for the World Cup. We missed out on the World Cup the last time out.
Right.
I don't know if you follow the Super Eagles that much, but now we have Lesotho, we have Zimbabwe, we have Benin Republic, we have South Africa in Nigeria's group, and just wanting to qualify, you know, what's on your mind for the Super Eagles of Nigeria?
Man, you know, obviously I want them to win. Now that she's saying this, I'm going to pay attention. I don't watch shows. I don't listen to anything. I kind of stay in my own world a lot of times. But obviously, this is something that I will pay attention to.
All right. Thank you very much, Aminu. And he came with a friend. You know, I don't know. Maybe you introduce yourself just for... Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Aminu. You know, Princeville, it's been a pleasure.
Likewise.
We're dwarfed today. Don't feel like a king this time. I'm beside you. I'm actually not bad also. You want me to tell you my height? Don't worry. Next time.
Yeah, no, it's 65. We are the 65.
I'm still growing. All right. Well, quickly, let me take some of your messages right here. This one says, hello, Sports Prime Minister. I'm Frederick from Abacha Road, Irregular. Now I'm Nigerian Info. NFL should sack the coach because he was the one who qualified. Okay, NFL shouldn't sack the coach because he was the one who qualified the Super Eagles for the Nations Cup in Cote d'Ivoire. Thank you very much. This is good evening, Dogologo and Sports Prime Minister. The problem starts from the administrative point. Thank you. This one says, good evening, guys. We are ready for the World Cup. The only strong opponent is South Africa. Chike from Apple. Thank you very much, Chike. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Austin Juvier from Sule Justice. Princeville, how can you be asking this kind of question? Nigeria versus
USA.
USA of A in basketball. Oh, you don't mind, Prince. You. And this one says, good evening, guys, in the studio. This message is to appreciate you all for the passion and energy you guys put in your work in order for us to be entertained. God bless you guys for the good work. Prime Minister, please play me Trophyless by Harry Kane, featuring Daniel Levy, before the end of the show. Sam AB from Sam, be careful. You are looking for virulence. And this one says, sorry, please, my name is Victor. Thanks for reading my message. I'm really attracted to this brother. All right, thank you very much. He says, a real ninja, so courageous and resilient. Good, bro. Thank you very much. All right, this one says, please help Nigeria basketball. Obviously, he's in Nigeria to help Nigeria basketball. Thank you very much, guys, for joining in tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 p.m. But before then, in the morning, just a couple of minutes after 9 a.m. That's 9:05. We'll be here for Sports Drive. For me, Blair, the Sports Prime Minister. Thank you very much, Prince.
Pleasure is all mine.
All right. Thank you very much, Aminu. Good night.